Linga ni chona njani zuluganda ba mtaka zomose muri Zimbabwe kwazwai muri Zimbabwe ndiyo mkamchiran chongo chini chwe chini Oshelo the connection lilami umaiko hove what's good muri Zimbabwe mtaka zomose welcome to the connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from Studio 7, a voice of America, on Tuesday the 30th of June 2020 muri Zimbabwe, the last day of June. Ontana Zimbabwe mushe tino mkamchila mchongwa chidu chereche niki ushelo the connection mwine ni Michael Hove. Mwine Zimbabwe tino urombo kusach kwa nisa kupa ichirongo itisema zwa ose. Unfortunately mtogazo mushe Zimbabwe mushe silusi zingempela tino urombo. We apologize mwine Zimbabwe, we're not able to give you our program as per usual. This program is pre-recorded. Because of umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus, we are all recording to say makhaya, we're all recording from our homes. That's what COVID-19 has had to do with us. Zwisine muri Zimbabwe tripano pachonga chedu chebe chiki ushelo the connection lelami o Mike Hove. Nasi mchironga muri Zimbabwe tukendra mberi tichipata nyezu chirole che coronavirus umkhuhlane we coronavirus sikubekela pambili sikhangela lumkhuhlane. We're continuing the discussion on COVID-19. Now, a lot of people seem to be worried, but you want to go my number, Evan, but for nature, we've seen a lot of people, they're all in fear as they look at the numbers increasing day by day. As Mbapu's Kulumanje, 574 people have tested positive for COVID-19, Elizweni, 7 have passed away, and 152 have recovered. So a lot of people are looking at these numbers with amounts. Kanyangani isn't as manga goshe. Now, during the same time as we have this conversation about umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus, namhlanje elizweni nasi munyika, today in Zimbabwe schools reopened. This is something that a lot of people have received with mixed emotions. Kulabanye abathi hayi ngempela schools were bound to open and let us live with this virus and figure out ukuthi impilo ilapho ukuqhubekela phambili na, how do we continue lives alongside these virus. And there's also others abakhangela phela the number of people who are contracting coronavirus elizweni. They're also looking at the fact that umkhuhlane lo is now spreading within community, ngesingisi sithi a community based spreading. And abantu bakhanya ngani bayasaba bathi this is not the right time for isikolo to open. Zwisine muri Zimbabwe nathi zwikoro zwavura. So we're also going to be tackling that issue as we also discuss, is Zimbabwe ready? I know we've had this conversation before, but with schools officially opening today, is Zimbabwe ready for such a stance? And now that this has happened, what needs to be done to ensure that teachers, invigilators, and the students themselves are safe for umkhuhlane we coronavirus? So now, muri Zimbabwe ndi zonyaya za chukubata nasi mchirongwa. If you remember correctly, government wakanya susa nangura wakati aiwa ezikoro zutange zutivura as soon and very soon. Namhlanje izikolo zivuliwe, and when they also touched on the program itself of schools reopening, they akumbula phela uhulumende washo ngempela ukuthi they're going to be opening in phases. So if phase one iqale namuhla with students writing their English paper. So now let's delve into it, Mthokazi Mohle, Zimbabwe Mohle, let's delve into it, COVID-19. As we speak, almost 10,500,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 worldwide. As we speak, the death toll is at over 500,000 worldwide, and 5,200,000 have recovered from COVID-19. Earlier on, I touched on Zimbabwe, but just to repeat, elizweni, 574 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 152 have recovered, and 7 have passed away due to umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Minister of Health, the amount of tests that have been done in the country, Zimbabwe has recorded over 67,195 COVID tests. 36,734 are RDT tests, and the country has increased its PCR tests. Doctors were concerned. The city, uhulumende kumele akhangele adinge phela indlela of increasing the amount of PCR tests that are done, ngenxa yokuthi i-PCR test is more conclusive towards highlighting whether or not umuntu lo mkhuhlane lo we coronavirus. So now, as we speak, at least 30,371 people have been tested using EPCR tests. Now, as once again, the data itself is showing ukuthi by the day, uhulumende is now increasing, doing more PCR tests than they are doing RDT tests. So now, Zimbabwe muhle. During this time, you know, the numbers are increasing. Is this the right time for Zimbabwe to open schools during, you know, the fight against umkhuhlane lo with coronavirus? If you're tuned in via radio, we're broadcasting on 909 medium wave frequency, 4930, 6040, 15460 kilohertz per short wave. I must remind you, Buddha Zimbabwe, this broadcast is a pre-recorded. Fortunately, we figured out ways that we can at least get your voices on the program. We asked you all to send us our voice notes. We also asked on our Facebook pages. And so we're going to be reading some of those comments, and we're also going to be playing some of those voice notes. Thank you so much to all those that have. And for those that are looking to participate in future Linga Kotrapela, WhatsApp, +12024650318. Now, for those that are looking to chat with me, Maria Zimbabwe, Twitter, Nepa, Instagram, at BigMike3, BigMyke3, your username Yangu. And for those that like watching this video, we're going to be premiering this video soon after our radio broadcast. Go to our three Facebook pages, VOA Shana, VOA Ndebele, Uyezwepa, VOA Studio 7. And that's where we're going to be premiering these videos. Njalo ukufitizela lapha ubhalwe like njalo heart ukuze sibukele phela uhlelo sibone njalo ukuthi ngempela likhona zulukandaba makathera chongwa chebichebe chidiki uhlelo The Connection. Today's schools opened, catering para for you know abasakhulayo who were supposed to write imihloliso yabo ama exams abo. English paper was written today. So now let's head over to the ZIMSEC PR officer, Unicolette Dlamini, who tells us more about how ZIMSEC prepared for this and what happened today in our Zimbabwean schools.
Today we saw English paper 1 being written at our centers, and the candidates that we expected to write, we can say 90% of the candidates have turned out for the examinations, and they turned out on time. We did see that they would, the temperature check as well as the sanitization was being done, and all candidates were wearing their face masks, so we're very happy with that.
What would you advise to transporters and other people that interact with kids before they get to the schools? What would you advise to them?
Well, the issue of social distancing is already being observed in the transportation, but what we could implore is that the transporters do allow candidates that are carrying their statements of entry to be allowed onto the buses or the minibuses so that they are able to access their examinations on time.
Nicolette Dlamini, ZIMSEC PR officer, uyasho ngempela ukuthi namhlanje izikolo zivuliwe, 90% of abafundi were in attendance. Ndizokazwa sithalwa na Nicolette Dlamini wesangano reZIMSEC. Angashithi aiwa vazhinji vechidiki vaenda vakanonyora ma examinations avo nasi manzwa zvekare vachibvunza kanyaya yema transporters zvisinzi aiwa nyaya ye social distancing ngaiendere mberi. We're also going to be delving deeper as to what exactly government has done to ensure some students are in a safe, clean environment. Now let's head over to Honorable Ken Matema, who held a press conference izolo yesterday. Vachinyatso tsanangura kuti Hongu my examinations and he also highlights Pela Uti what steps have been put in place by the ministry to ensure that these students are writing in a clean environment, are writing in a very sanitized environment, and also to ensure that you know COVID-19 doesn't spread within Zimbabwean schools. Let's head over to Honorable Kane Matema. The about footage you're about to watch is footage we got received courtesy of Open Parliament. If you go to watch the full conference of Honorable Kane Matema, go to Open Parliament's Facebook page and you'll be able to watch it there.
The ministry would like to assure the nation that necessary measures have been put in place to ensure that the safety of candidates and invigilators during the course of the examination is of paramount importance. To this end, the thermometers, disinfectant, face masks, wash facilities, and hand sanitizers have been procured for all examination centers to protect from COVID-19. Examination centers have also been disinfected in line with Ministry of Health and Child Care guidelines. I would like to extend my sincere gratitude to His Excellency President Ibn Nangagwa, Her Excellency the First Lady Amai Oxiyam Nangagwa, the Interministerial Task Force on the Fight Against the COVID-19 pandemic, led by Honorable Vice President Casey Bin Ohari, the Minister of Health and Child Care, and all the other ministries for their guidance and assistance in getting the centers ready for examinations in line with the World Health Organization, WHO, guidelines.
So Liamuzo Honorable Kane Matema we are showing him Belugutsi High is Golo would continue. This is a press conference he gave Izolo and Geo press conference. Schools will be continuing and Namhlanje they'll be opening. Of course earlier on you also saw Zimseka PR officer Nicolette Dlamini saying schools opened successfully. 90% of students were in attendance. Now let's head over to also abasakhulayo ngokwabo. We saw the junior parliament appearing before the parliamentary board that is responsible for education, as they were also highlighting their concerns as to whether or not they felt which is going to would open. Let's head over to the junior parliamentary that was in a parliament.
COVID-19 is a pandemic that took the world by surprise, and many lives have been lost. We acknowledge the efforts by government to contain its spread, while the loss of educational opportunities here seriously affected many children and youth people. Lives have been saved and young people generally feel safe and secure. However, we cannot hide forever. Life must go on. Stages of human development cannot be put on pause. We are at the height of our development. Some have just started to grasp basic principles of talking, writing, etc. And as for us, puberty is upon us. A lot must be learned and a lot more decisions made. Young people of all ages are anxious. They are not sure how decisions made by their government will affect their progress in life. As regards school opening, we are concerned with a number of issues which we have listed below in no particular order of importance. We have missed almost 4 months of school. As a result, we are not ready for the examinations, whether in June or in November. If these exams were prepared to examine a completed syllabus, our parents lost a lot of income and income opportunities due to the lockdown and may not afford the school fees required for learners to attend school. As the lockdown is still in effect, we are concerned for students who do not attend formal schools. These learners do not wear uniforms and will struggle as they navigate their way to their schools and private institutions. There is a marked reduction of public transport since the ban of commuter omnibus. This will affect the traveling of learners to and from school.
So, you are hearing there from the youth themselves, bayasikhulumela ngempela, that is the junior parliament. They appeared before the they recently appeared before the parliamentary board responsible for education, and they were highlighting their concerns about schools reopening elizweni during a time whereby umkhuhlane lo coronavirus is increasing elizweni and it's also spreading within communities. As in Shilo ngempela ukuthi sikhuluma nje, 574 people have tested positive for coronavirus, 7 people have died, and 100 152 have recovered. So abasakhulayo bayasho ngempela ukuthi it seems as though they feel they're not ready to start their exams. But of course, it happened namhla. They also highlighted an issue of transport. The city kanti abona ngokwabo njengabasakhulayo, there is a problem air transport ukuthi bafike ezikolo. Ngiyakhumbula this could also account for the 10% that Nicolette Dlamini or Zimsek said were not able to write a namhlanje. Now let's head over to the teachers' unions themselves. Are they against schools opening today? Of course, once again, it is very evident that schools open today. But yesterday, they were very vocal about their demands before schools reopen. And they also highlighted that some educators, in actual fact, chose not to go back to school because of, looking at the circumstances. And they also felt that preparations were not done enough. So let's head over to the students' organizations. Teachers' organizations. We have ARTUS, we have PTUZ, and we also have other teachers' organizations that gave their input on this. Let's head over to them.
Isu se amalgamated Rochester's Union of Zimbabwe kukurudzira va members edu ese nemamwe maticha ose nevabereki participate mu process iyi yemazamanishoni iyo ichakonzera njodzi dzakawanda kuvana nevarairidzi. Tukurudzira varairidzi vagare kumba, vabereki vagare nevana vavo kumba kusvikira tasvika padanho rekuti takwanisa kuchengetisa zvinodiwa kuchengetedza upenyu hwevana neupenyu hwevarairidzi. Nyaya imwe yakunetsa ndinyaya yemuhoro. Muhoro wevarairidzi vanofanira kunge vachiendawo kunoita zvemainvigilation. Vanhu vari kutambira mari shoma shoma inoita kuti vatadze kutosvika kwavari kufanira kunge vachishandira. Panguva yekuti mitengo yezvinhu yakwira, varairidzi vaakutenga mari vakutambira mari inokwanisa kuita $20.
Vari kuitira vana veZimbabwe utsinye. Chinoti tiri kuita kuti timhanyirire chacho chiiko? Tatadza sei kugara? Tomboti Augusti takunopinda muna Augusti kwakudziya maexams onyorwa. Torega kuita risk nekuti vamwe vana vacho vari kuda kunyora maexams vatori mumakwaranda senda imomo. Imbori bvonyongera, hapana ari kuziva zvaari kuita. Ende kuratidza kuti Ministry of Education yacho haiteereri. Vanhu vane mhesa mukono, vanhu vane uswindi, vanhu vane nharo vanoti pamusana pekuti ndo vatungamiri. Saka vari kungoita zvavanoda.
Varairidzi takamira patatagara takamira kuti tinokwanisa kuti tiende kuinvigilation kunge zvinhu zvakaita samatesting kits, mathermometers, masanitizers namapps zvava muzvikoro, uyezve tichirespecta social distance kana kuti tateedzera zvese zviri muWorld Health Organization standards zvinova zvisati zvatevedzerwa. Court ruling yanga yakarula kuti vakatenderana Ministry nezimuseki kati chatevedzera izvozvo, but havana kutevedzera izvozvo. Zvikoro zvakawanda hazvisati zvafumigetewa. Saka varairidzi vakamira pavanga vakamira kuti vanokwanisa kuzoinvigilata kana chete maWorld Health Organization standards amitwa, uyezve zimuseki yazvipira kuti inokwanisa kubhadhara varairidzi avo vanenge vachizoinvigilata. Hurumende hapana zvayati yaita panyaya yekuchengetedza utano hwevarairidzi pamwe chete navana vechikoro. Hurumende nezimuseki zviri ngoti mazamanishini anonyorwa. Saka isu tiri kuona kuti upenyu hwevarairidzi neupenyu hwavana vechikoro zvinhu zvakakosha. Saka kana pane choice yelife and death, tinofunga kuti munhu wese anochuza zvakanaka kuona kuti kurarama kuri nani pane kuzvitongera rufu uyezve kucherera guva iwo uri mupenyu.
All right, so let's go to the next hi. Okwenzakalayo ezikolo liyabezwa. You are hearing there from the teachers unions themselves bezikhulumela besithi abona babona ngani hayi uhulumende akabi ready, uhulumende ujahile ngempela ukuvula ezikolo. So you heard there from umnumzana Obert Masaraure va Raymond Majongwe va nava Thakabafira Joe, all leaders within our teachers unions themselves. So now let's head over to an interview. Mina nikhume umnumzana uDokotela Sifiso Ndlovu oyenhlanganiso yeZimsa. He basically breaks down to us in depth ukuthi kahle bona njengababalisi how are they seeing government's notion to actually open isikolo namhla. Njalo ukuthi were they teachers varairidzi vanga vari kuhere kuzvikoro nhasi. Let's head over to our Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu and hear ukuthi what was going on.
Transport. Baswele indlela zokuhamba nangu phela akulaba bus. Kakhulu laba bemekhaya ukuthi baye emaphandleni. Yebo, lanxa besifisa ukuhamba abantu baswele layo imali. Ngoba abanye bakhona bese besifisa ukuthi bayagada ama lift bayacharge phela imali ngeforex. Bona ke abayiholi iforex. Okwesibili, ama thermometers la awu-12 angani angubhobho la athatha abantu bekhashana. Kawakho esikolweni. Kanye nezemadolobheni zishotile ezinzini. Kanti ke nabazali bakhala ngokuthi abalamali yokuthenga ngoba imali yakhona nakuphela ifunekala ngeforex ukuthi uthenge lokuyana. So kuyahlamisela ukuthi lanxa kuzavulwa laba bavulwele laba abanelise ukuhamba bazabe sebesiyazibophela nje baze basikrinwa ngendlela efaneleyo. Kanti uhulumende la uphake wenza i-training yesikhekhekhe abeza ngempelaviki ezama ukugcwalisa lokho kwakufakwe yikhothi ukuthi akwenziwe kwangafuna. Kodwa-ke abanye abathathe ikhona befundela ukuthi kathi kusebenza njani. Bephiwa izikhundla zokuthi odlalwa ngu-health master umuntu evele engazange abe umuntu ofundele lokho. Ngaleyo ndlela-ke kutho ukuthi lalaba abahambileyo baza kubona kunzima ukusebenza kathi le mpilo yabo iyabe ingafikelekanga. Abafundi baza kuzala amamaski abo emakhaya kuthiwa akhona asesikolweni. Kodwa sesibuze abaningi abasesikolweni bebengaka kodwa lawo mamaski. Kathi-ke obese kukhona amanzi lawo okugeza esula amagciwane.
Bakhona yini ababalisi abasebefundisile ukuthi basebenzise imitshina leya yokuvikela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane we-coronavirus?
Bakhona balutshwana-ke enza abanye bakhona bebekhona betrainwa. Kathi ngempelaviki abanye adile kuthiwa bayatrainwa betrainwa ngonto ngolwesihlanu kuthiwa trained trainer laye sesifana kuvuthi ayefundisa omunye. Hayi, ngibona ngathi kwenziwe isikhekhekhe. Uhulumente uyiphekele emoya yensibila. Kule mbuzo enkulu esizayibona-ke kulokhu kule mhlobiso yalo nyanga le.
Njengoba yena uhulumende uthi uzaqhubekela phambili evule isikolo, kuzabe kusebenza njani? Uzabe kuhamba njani?
Yikho singakwaziyo ukuthi kuyasebenza njani nxa sithuthi kule ngxabaxhoza lijobhalofu. Basiphendulile sinababalisi abaningi sebeze becabangela ukuthi mhlawumbe thinethu esibalahlele igama. Kathi besikhuluma ngale nto kusukela ngenyanga kamabasa ku-April ukuthi kake silungisekini sisiya phambili lapha siplane. Kodwa ngibonayo ukuthi uhulumende usuke wasesehluleka ukuthi afake amaplani ahlukileyo. Ngakho le mali beyangaphumi bethi bathi bona bazuzimali ngolwesithathu isivela kunomomosho wezemali. I-11 million iyekade betatazela ngayo bebhoda izwe lonke leli bedinga izinto ezokuthi zibe khona esikolweni. But izokusela amalanga kuphela amabili. Ngazi-ke ukuthi okwehluleyo ukuthi batshintsha ilanga leli kuyini.
So ababalisi abangaphandle kwenhlanganiso yezimtha bazabe bekhona esikolo kuzini?
Ukuthi bazabe bekhona ngoba hathi sokungumhlangetha phela nangu phela izimseki lapho nxa ingenisa umuntu ukuthi azophahla ukuthi avigilante kuba yisivumelwano sakhe lalowo mbalisi. Bangaba khona abanye abazidingeleyo abazahamba. Engibazileyo ke mina ebesizela abathe bona abafake impilo yabo engozi beyifakela imali engifala kangaka. Okusho ukuthi silakho ukuthi sibe nezikolo ezizasela ama-invigilators ajolile.
Abafundi bona ngokwabo siyazela ukuthi lapha okwavala isikolo eningi labo abasatholanga ithuba lokufunda kahle. Bona batholile na ithuba lokulungiselela ama-exams abo?
Mina ngokwazi wami ngingazi ukuthi umfundi kumele umlolonge ubuye njele umfake umfutho wokuthi ayehlala phansi ahlangane lo mhloliso. Lokho-ke ababazazanga balithola ithuba lokuthi bakwenze. Bavela nje emakhaya abafundi bobeba bedumela kuphela ibhuku bebhalayo lokhu abakubhalayo kutho ukuthi bazangena besebenzisa lolo lwazi.
Ngicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi akho okugcina.
Bengikucela ukuthi aluba kusenzakala uhulumende ngayo kuyazama ukuthi aginye ilitshe abese fuqela phambili njengeviki baqedise amalungiselelo ezezifundo lezi.
All right, Maria Zimbabwe, that was Udokotela Sifiso Ndlovu. He is a member of Izimta, like Ungumbalisi Naye, and Dimrayirizi. So basically here, Dr. Ndlovu highlighted six different points. The first one is he agrees, Ukuthi ngempela, the temperature checks are being done at schools. However, few teachers have been trained to be able to use these machines. And so he feels as though the preparation process was not enough, and they needed more time to prepare more teachers to be able to use the necessary equipment to that ensure safety from contraction of COVID-19. He also asked, why couldn't we just wait another week or two to ensure that more schools are prepared? Because at this rate, schools are not equally prepared, so not all centers are safe for writing. He also highlights, when I asked him, did teachers go to school, especially those that are under ZIMTA, were they in attendance of schools today? He says, it's difficult to say, because some teachers did sign an agreement with ZIMSEC to say that they will be in attendance. However, from those that he has heard of, not a lot are in attendance, because they feel as though A, the money being provided is not enough, and B, the environment itself is not the safest of environments. And so not a lot of teachers were in attendance. This is according to Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu of ZIMTA. And now, when it comes to student preparations, Dr. Ndlovu highlighted the same thing that the Julian Parliamentarian was basically highlighting, saying that students are not prepared to write their exams. They wrote Namusha, but they feel as though, because of the fact that schools were cut short in the in the earlier term, students didn't have enough interaction with their teachers for them to be well prepared. Dr. Ndlovu also highlights, he says, he himself as an educator believes in the style whereby you sit down with your students and you walk them through as they prepare for their examinations. Now, he's highlighting that this is something that not a lot of students got to do before they had to kickstart writing their examinations. Namhlanje babhalile phela iphepha elesingisi elesikhiwa banyura phepha rechirungu. So he's saying that, not a lot of students might have done well because they might not have been prepared. The same thing was highlighted by the Julia parliamentarian earlier on. Sakamthiyenye etinayo muri eZimbabwe 2-0-Maundrenyu. Munokwanisa kuti text up or WhatsApp pa number 0-2-1-202-465-0318. Once again, unfortunately, muri eZimbabwe, this program is pre-recorded, so you're not able to join us as per usual. Nokuti tiri kutsepfenyura tiri kuZimba. Zvisinei tiri pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki, wohlelo The Connection. Now, earlier on, I highlighted ukuti we asked some of you guys to send us voice notes telling us your input, giving us your input on whether or not Zimbabwean schools should reopen and whether or not Zimbabwe is ready for schools to reopen. Let's head over to some of those listeners. Let's hear what they had to say about ukuvulwa kwezikolo namhla.
Sadibonani basakazi labalaleli bakaStudio 7 nalombuzo lapho ukuthi kathi manje njengoba abantwana bazabhala imihloliso laba kuthiwa bazabhala imihloliso bazabhala bevela ngaphi? Njengoba abanye abantwana basemadorobheni abanye basemakhaya kumele babhale besezindaweni lapha kade bebhalise khona bazabhalela bekhona bazahamba ngani? Njengoba kula mabhasi imota akazikho ezokuthi bagade besiya lapho kumele babhalele bekhona, bazahamba ngani labo bantwana? Cwadi zangkhona bazazithatha ngaphi ezokuthi bahambe? Njalo indlela okubuye ngayo masinyane phonge ukuthiwa hlolisa uzabhalwa ngelanga elinje, kunzima la kubazali ukuthi bazayithatha ngaphi imali yokuthi abantwana labo batravele besiyabhala imihloliso yabo. Okunye kumele sikukhangele ukuthi nani labantu abale corona liya kungakangaka. Yabona laba bantwana lapha basuka khona bazasuka bele corona besiyahlanganela labanye abantwana. Njengabantwana vele siyakwazi abantwana bayadlala, abantwana bayenza loba yini engakhangelelwanga. So uzaba lomemetheko okukhulu. Amatisha angikhona vele ezindaweni ezijiyeneyo njalo engatestwanga. Sebuye ezohlangana ndawonye siyahlangana labantwana. Shuwa ngabe kuthiwa kumile lokhu. Bamelele ukuthi kufike isikhathi sabo September leso kuchisa basebebhalisa abantwana imihloliso. Mina ukuthi kuthiwa babhala kathesi bengaboni ulinyathelo elihle sibili.
Makadi mure Studio 7 kwese kombri koko talangudinidini yakudirwa the king tando madidirandosiita izvo nakudirwa the king mufe kutanga tinotorada nheroro redanho rakatinaki rekuti vana vadzokera kuchikoro zvinokudzwa zvisingaiti yekuti dzidzo ndonhaka yeupenyu sekukura kwatakaita tichiziva kuti dzidzo ndonhaka yeupenyu zvaa zvakaoma kuti vana vasadzokere kuchikoro nokuti vabereki vakabhadhara mari dzavo vamwe vakabhadhara mazi kuti vanyore maexam fee education ndiyatiti katarisira tese asi nekuda kwechirwere chiriko ichi
kuita utungo kuru zero wazakafanta katasa njijari kwa toto pira kana kwa tino tarisa chino zibaziro kana ziso kana tivogoro waka kura kuhurume ndedi kana hurume ndedi ni kee ni wana ichi zedi wana kubure mangwana wana ndo watunga miro mangwana leja kwa nisika watu aga ime nzire kutuwa kwa nzire kusupplier kwa nisiro shakata sema sanitizer ma gloves ma mask hivyo kushukuru.
All right, murukunzi vakavatereri vari kuzvitaurirawo avalaleli bayazikurumela ngempela umbono wavo phezu kwokuvulwa kwesikolo. Vatereri, aiwa tinotenda zvikurusa to everybody that sends their voice notes. +12024650318 is the number if you're also looking to contribute. Now, it wouldn't be necessary, we can't have a conversation about umkhuhlane wecoronavirus without bringing in the medical experts themselves, ngoba yibo abazwisisayo ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo elizweni, njalo ukuthi can we open schools, yes or no, is Zimbabwe ready, njalo ukuthi what would happen if we do open schools and what to expect now that schools have opened. So let's head over to an interview that I had with Dr. Tinotin Nasimemeza about the opening of schools. He also touches on other questions that we remember earlier on. We asked you all to send us questions and we asked you all to give us your input. So Dr. Smemes and I were discussing the questions and the inputs that you all sent us. Saka tinotenda zvikuru usati nokuru dzirai kuti muendere mberi muchitumira mibvunzo uyezve maondere enyu pa WhatsApp nepa Facebook. Tinotenda zvikuru. Let's head over to the interview that I had with Dr. Smemes.
Dr. Smemes, how you doing?
How you doing, Mike? How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the show again.
Sure, man. Always a pleasure.
Now, let's run through these questions that the listeners had for you. We're still talking about coronavirus. We're looking at the numbers. The numbers are still increasing by the day in Zimbabwe. We have an additional death now. We're now at 7 and increasing. So I figured let me bring you on, talk a little more about that, and have you answer some of the questions that the listeners have for you. The first question that I have for you was written by one of our listeners. He's asking about the issue of masks. They're asking, how important is it to wear a mask? And what is the correct way of wearing it? What is the correct way of wearing a mask?
So, okay, for wearing a mask, ideally what you are aiming to cover is your nasal and your oral airways. So your mask should be able to cover your nose, the top part of your nose, and also your nose completely. So it shouldn't be hanging or should be dangling around, but you should be able to cover your nasal and your oral airways.
Is there any specific reason as to why Vanu should be wearing my mask?
The specific reason is the coronavirus it affects many parts of the body, like the gastric system, the stomach, the brain, and so forth. But it has been discovered that its main area of where it resides, where it stays, is in the lungs. So the closest pathway to the lungs is through the mouth and the nose. So that's why mask iri kufana kutekwa specifically to cover those areas.
Okay. Now let's move over through to some of the other questions. Another question that someone was asking, RRGT tests and my PCR tests. They were asking, saying that when someone tests positive for COVID after taking an RRGT test, they found out that someone then has to take a PCR test as a follow-up. Is that the case? And if so, why?
Yes. I think we tried to discuss it the other time to say, the RRGT test is sort of like, I can say it helps as a screening tool. It's not really specific for corona. It can test other things. So if you get a positive RDT, it doesn't mean you have corona. It may also mean that you may have other things like malaria and so forth, because sometimes even the RDT can also test positive in malaria patients.
Mm-hmm.
So with the PCR and the test is really specific to say this is definitely corona.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you see the way PCR is taken, a nasal swab, then we put it in the nose, kwatati kunogara corona, kwa inofarira kugara. Or you put it in the mouth, down the throat, then take a sample there.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, the PCR test is then specific to say, no, this is corona or this is not corona. Mm-hmm. So that's the problem we have with RDT, that sometimes it can give us false positives.
Mm-hmm.
So the RDT may be positive, but it might not be corona. So that's why we are encouraging PCR tests to be done more than the RDT test.
Which, when I was looking at the stats, government seems to be upping more on the PCR than they are on the RDT. But with that all in mind, what's the point of the RDT then? Who's put on some resources there? They can talk to RDT and then we follow up on the PCR.
No. It helps as a screening tool. So you are trying to screen as to say what are the possible cases that might be active. So the RDT helps in that regard. To say, okay, if an RDT is positive, the person is likely, the probability that the person may have corona is high, or the chance that the person might have corona is also high. So let's then do a specific test so as to see if this is corona or not. So RDT helps in that regard. So it's not a final we can't say it's a final pathway to say, this person has corona or not, but we have, it helps in terms of screening people.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next one is, panemwe comment munanga chitara neve treatment ye coronavirus. Let there now be medicine to neta ne coronavirus. And is there going to be a treatment for COVID-19 anytime soon?
Okay, I think let me just clarify this. So there's a difference between treatment and cure.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time, a cure is to say you have eradicated the disease completely. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be affected by it. And treatment is to help with the symptoms and to improve the symptoms. So what happens with viruses, viruses are difficult to cure. But they can be treated to say we can help alleviate the symptoms. So if you see the flu always comes back again and again because it's a virus. It comes back, but now the effects of it are now a bit reduced. So what will help us in the long run with the coronavirus is if we can get a vaccine.
Okay.
So people get, I know there are people who are anti-vaxxers out there, but vaccines do work. So if people get the vaccine, your immune system is developed such that it can fight against the condition if you by any chance get it later on.
Mm-hmm.
So in the long run, we need a vaccine as treatment. But research some of the research that is coming out is showing that there's a drug called dexamethasone, but this is only being used for people who have extreme lung infection, who can't breathe well, shortness of breath. So they're now using corticosteroids called dexamethasone, which was said had good results in terms of alleviating the extreme symptoms. So we still need to be more patient up until a vaccine is developed and it's tested and seen that it's safe to administer to human beings.
Okay. Now, let's move over to now the rest of the questions that we have that seem to be in relation to something big that is happening in Zimbabwe now. Schools reopening. People are watching what's happening, especially our neighbors, South Africa. whereby schools opened and immediately a lot of people contracted COVID within schools. Some have even had to re-shut down and so forth. With Zimbabwe reopening schools today, the first question is it safe for Zimbabwe to reopen schools?
All right. I think I'll start with the comment on South Africa. So you see what happened in South Africa. Okay, let me just clarify this. The results that are coming out is because people have been tested, right? Mm-hmm. So when we say that there's an increase in cases, it means that we just have more people that have tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, there might be more people on the ground who are positive but just haven't been tested.
Mm-hmm.
So when they opened schools, they also increased their level of testing.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people who might have been positive all along, but now because they've increased their level of testing, the results are now shooting up. It doesn't necessarily mean it's because of the opening of the schools that people
right.
contracted, but it just means they became more robust in terms of testing.
Right.
So which will directly result in the number of positive tests increasing.
Right.
So since I've clarified that, we've seen that there are a lot of conditions attached to reopening of schools. And I don't think we are there yet as Zimbabweans. But if you see how South Africa has been doing it, there's a minimum of number of students that have to be in a class, desk separation, sanitizing the areas where the pupils will be, and also strict hand sanitizing and hand washing.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of factors that are being considered to then say we should open up schools.
Mm-hmm.
The news, also to note again, in the UK, they were saying they were prioritizing children of health workers.
Mm-hmm.
To say the health workers are mostly are at work and so forth, then they can open up the schools just for the health workers. Mm-hmm. Then the rest can be via Zoom meetings and so mm-hmm. forth. So there are a lot of conditions that we need to meet before we can safely say, hey, let's open up schools.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be vigilant in that regard, as to say, are the standards that are required of social distancing for particular schools ready
mm-hmm.
for us to do that? And we see we have different schools from different areas and different capacities. So we have to really address a particular school in regards to its structure. Mm-hmm. As to say, can we then go according to that plan?
Mm-hmm. Now, as you highlighted, when schools in South Africa opened, the case amount increased, obviously, due to more testing. Mm-hmm. Can we expect the same in Zimbabwe?
Yes, we should expect the same. If we begin to test more, and by testing I mean PCR, if we start being more rigorous in terms of our testing, we should expect cases to shoot up. And these are cases that are testing positive. So it doesn't necessarily mean there are people who are out there who are positive but just haven't been tested, and they have mild symptoms and don't see they haven't realized that they have it. So,
mm-hmm.
But when you test, you sort of like unmask that hidden figure that
mm-hmm.
is there. So there will be a rise. Mathematically, there should be a rise.
Mm-hmm. But now, does this not contribute to the community spreading that's already going on that we're trying to curb?
No. If we then identify positive cases, so we quickly isolate them, we quickly implement social distancing, we then identify our hotspots. So it will actually, although yes, people will be scared of the rise, but it will help us in terms of managing and preventing the condition on the ground.
So basically, from our conversation here, I've gathered what you're basically saying is people should not fear the increase of cases because that's bound to happen anyway.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Now, another comment, why doesn't Zimbabwe and my church first before opening schools? Is there any validity behind this? Should Zimbabwe explore reopening other social spheres first before opening schools?
There is validity in saying yes, those circles should be opened, but not to say first.
Okay.
So I think I'm gathering from what that person is suggesting is to say these are sort of like institutions that are necessary for social
life, right?
Your mental health. Okay. Mm-hmm. Churches are for interaction, mental health, also the same. I think they function in the same sort of capacity as bars as well, to say the social circles and people really enjoy the entertainment and also, so it's more to do with mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are other ways we can address mental health issues before, say, opening those institutions.
Right.
And they meet the required rigorous guidelines that are stated. If you can't meet those guidelines, I don't think it's necessary to open those.
Churches have opened in the country. Announced that, you know, people can now go to church as long as you don't overflow and you don't go over the 50 capacity. I don't know about bars, but
but that's the thing. The 50 capacity, we have mega churches, and bringing 50 people coming to congregate, it doesn't make sense to them. So, mm-hmm. So, like I said, every sort of law or rule that we are applying should also be see what sort of structure is there, so right. That you apply accordingly. Because there are mega churches with 30,000 people, and mm-hmm. if you say 50 come,
that's a small fraction, right? Yeah. But I think another thing that this caller and follower seems to be alluding to is, should we not be exploring the effect of COVID on these spheres that are, I guess, targeted towards more social interaction before we explore opening schools first? At least now, once we've figured out what's going on in the churches and in the bars, and these are the effects of COVID in these areas, at least now it's safe to open schools. What do you think of that?
I think that applies to every aspect in terms of schools, churches, and bars. I think it's the same thing mm-hmm. because these are places where people gather,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to risk anyone. Mm-hmm. I think one person for a family can be 30 people, can be 3,000 people per country.
Oh, mm-hmm.
What I mean, like if one person dies in a family, it can have really adverse effects.
Effect, but, right.
It's something that we should risk lives just for the sake of trying to experiment and to see. I think we should be intelligent about it, the way we do it. Such that we protect the masses, but also we protect the families primarily.
All right. Now, my last question, Dr. Simemeza Chipeta Urukuredu. Some of the callers and our listeners seem to be talking about some of the schools are being used as quarantine facilities. What should happen to these schools that were being used as quarantine facilities before they can now accommodate Lana Wejpur?
Okay. So, ideally, I think we discussed this to say the virus survives on surfaces for a period. It also survives in the human system for a longer period. But when it is outside the host, it survives for about 72 hours at most, depending on the surface that that it's on. So ideally, for schools or institutions that were quarantine facilities, we should wait before people start coming in, and we should disinfect the places with the specific detergents that are needed, and then after everything has been done according to book. Mm-hmm. We did allow those places to open.
And how is there a specific period before between the spraying of detergents and all that and opening the schools? How long do people have to wait between those periods?
So I haven't really I don't want to lie to say I've really studied about it and seen how it works. But ideally, they say on surface, without doing anything, mm-hmm. the virus just naturally dies on a surface in 72 hours.
Okay.
But the thing to do with times and when, it's just to make sure
that
there's no longer anything. So I don't know the specific times, but we should aim to study areas, the other places that they have been doing the same thing, so we should also look how they have been doing it and then incorporate it according to our situation. But I don't know the specific times, but just to delay it so that we make sure that there's no active virus still lying around the institution.
Dr. Chinotenda Simemeza, sithandukubonga uDokotela Chinotenda Simemeza, that was our medical expert ethinta phela udaba lokuvula kwezikolo abangachithawula oka maundu abo senyanji inonyatsonzisa nyaedze dze utano maundu abo Zimbabwe, should they have open schools, yay or nay? Let's head over to another set of callers since ukuthi bona bakubona njani lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. Then we'll wrap up our conversation by reading the Facebook comments that I asked you all to put. Let's head over to the callers first.
Lolu sokusenalo kakhulu basazi bona ngithi Zimbabwe azinabakhokheli sinabawuzi. So laba bantu bayabuza nje awulanto abayenzayo ukuthi bangakwazi ukucabangela uZulu kumbe abantu babuza bona ezilongu bona bephila besidla mnandi besenza konke ngoba manje bayazi bona ukuthi yibo i-corona ngeke ngeke ifike baneyindlela zokuthi bona bazikele noma bengaba yini bengaba la i-corona bayakwazi ukuthi bona bangabantu abalemali abangazilaphisa kodwa-ke uZulu niyoluhlupho ngoba kathesi ngakhala umkhono omwele izuwile but kibo bona bakuboni lokho konke ngoba kibo ku-right yabona yilo inkinga esilayo eZimbabwe singabe silabakhokheli abakwazi ukukhokhela abantu ngendlela eqondileyo nawe ngakithi ku-right eZimbabwe manje inkinga silababuzi ababusa babo babusa abakhokheli labo bantu.
Chirongwa D connection na moyine ni Mike Hove muri eZimbabwe sesiyafika phela emasiphetheleni ohlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Nathi Chirongwa changa tshibasa nyaya ezwe chirwere che coronavirus. Let's head over to the Facebook comments singakagqibi ingxoxo yethu singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Now ku page lelu le VOA shona aiwa vanhu vakanyora maondo avo zvekurusa tinotenda zvikurusa siyalukhuthaza ngempela uZulu kanti abaqhubekani lisibhalela phela imibono yenu qhubekelani phambili lisithumezela ama voice notes that we're going to be using lapha uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. It brings that interaction that I missed ngempela Zulu kanti aba. Thank you so much to everybody that wrote their comments and thank you so much to everybody that sent their voice notes. Now let's head over to the comments themselves. Ekona pa page redu re VOA shona hanzi na Shane Chogara iniwo maundo angu ndeye kuti zvikoro zvingavhurwe asi pachiitwa mashifts kuti grade 1 3, 5 in a certain time to a certain time, then 2, 4, 6, and 7 also another time, and allow my hot seating as they give more chance to social distancing. So as secondary schools, because we have a lot of people who are affected before, like pupils who were in school in 2008 up to 2015, they couldn't receive enough education. Most of them were dropouts. So we have people who have nothing at all in such a generation. So if schools remain unopened, then as a country, we might lose a lot of skills. I want to not tell that Vatogara, Anzina Brian, Shkoro, Imbomira, Kufura, Chirwere, Chika, Tekeshira, Nenyika, it will come another wave. kui controller anzi ndabheza nemi sengiqedile ngempela siyabona ngempela kulabanye ababhalileyo anzi na look people's lives matter the most, education can always wait. Worst, what's the rush when there are no jobs in Zimbabwe? Kumaya kuvula sikoro kunge vana va ku grade vane mabasa avakamirira. So yilo umbono ka look Rangwani uyabhala ngempela ukuthi impilo umphefumulo is more important than isikolo. Angazi ukuthi liyavumela lo look na nxa livuma ngicela liphela libhale phela umbo wenoni kukhathelesu LFVOA ndebele bhalani ku comment section ukuze sibone phela imibono yenu. Laureate Dliwayo uthi corona yakuita semunhu sure cause zvamwari hazvidai hanzi wakauraya zvirwere zvakawanda zvichienderana nekuwanira mushonga like Ebola nguva duku yanga yapera AIDS chaiyo yakawanirwa mushonga macycle chaiwo anoenda asi corona gore negore now I think hashtag yavadai yakwana hanzi sei nyika dzose dzaakuvhura zvikoro. Yeah, ilolo umbono ka Laureate Dliwayo. Let's read the last question. This is sigqiba phela ingxoxo yethu. This is sigqiba uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Stuart Maveneke uthi corona chirwere chi taburanwa like flu. So sikoro dazvimbomirwa kuvhura kusvika pawanikwa nzira iri nani isingaisi vana panjodzi. That's umbono ka Stuart Maveneke. But there's also abanye abantu ngempela that sent us ama comments abo ku WhatsApp asithanda ukulibonga ngempela. Let's see ukuthi abantu bathini ku WhatsApp yethu linakhohlizwe lokandaba lakho ukusithumezela imiboneni ku WhatsApp kunombolo ethi +12024650318. Now another comment umuntu lo akasaqambanga phela ibizo lakhe anzi school opening under the circumstances are a serious health risk to our kids. The country is not prepared. No testing is done, and there are no proper preventative measures in schools. Hilalu, so ndiwo maundro harukupiwa nevanhu asi imusa kangano hurumende iwo pache zvavati aiwa schools are ready. We saw earlier on a clip that we showed where abantu ngempela were being tested nalo mbopo lwaya which is checking temperature ya abantwana ukubona ukuthi those with high temperatures maybe bazabatshela ukuthi imakancane come back another day maybe when your temperatures are low njalo abanye ngempela if your temperature is too high balapho kangela ukuthi ngcono sokuhlole sibona ukuthi ulawo yini umkhuhlane lo wecoronavirus. Siphinde sabona njalo ividiyo abantwana besikolo bengakangeni phela ema-classrooms laphaya where they were going to write ama-examinations abo begeza izandla with sanitizers njalo bengakangeni ngempela begqoka lokhu yaokungama-socks ukuvikela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane. So those are some of the stances, the things that our government has set up to ensure ukuthi umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus doesn't spread in Zimbabwe schools. But now is that enough? Asazi, we had an interview with Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu earlier on whereby yena he was saying ukuthi yena njengombalisi, he himself as an educator and as a member of ZIMTA, a lot of teachers don't feel as though government has done everything and taken every precaution to ensure that coronavirus doesn't spread in schools. They feel as though government rushed to open schools. We even heard Dr. Ndlovu saying, why couldn't government just wait another week or two to ensure that A, more teachers are trained how to use these machines, gun machine that is used to check temperature, to ensure more teachers are well equipped to combat certain circumstances. So those are the discussions that we had. Namhla kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo izulukandaba sesifikile phela emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. As we speak, 574 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 7 dead and 152 have recovered. So those are the stats in the country. Lingakhohlwa phela izulukandaba ukuthi uhlelo lolu is pre-recorded. You know, Rombo Mure Zimbabwe, you're not able to join this conversation as per usual. Zisine Mure Zimbabwe, munokwanisa kutinyorera pa WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. Let us meet same time, same place. pano pano penyuri studio 7. Bye bye.